Fred Film Radio, Berlin International Film Festival, Germany.
This is Fred Film Radio. I'm Tara from the Berlin International Film Festival, and I'm here with Levon Kobushvili. Could you please tell us a little bit about your film, the plot, and a sort of small summary?
So it's a film about a guy and his friend who are 40 and, you know, still single and dating some women, trying to find some kind of love or maybe happiness in their life. And because of this date, they got into some sometimes funny but sometimes sad adventures, and which ends up without them, with them not being able to find what they were looking for. So they remain single at the end as well. So this is a brief summary of the film. And I tried to show life of people who are my age, and, you know, and through their life to show contemporary Georgian life. So this was the whole idea of the film.
And what about your background? Could we have some more information about your background?
So I studied film in Moscow, in GIK, Russian Film School. Then I went to New York and I studied there as well. I went to NYU Graduate Film Program. Then I moved back to Georgia in 2009. I shot my first feature film called Street Days, and this is my second feature film.
And what prompted you to make this film?
I thought the story is interesting, and I also always wanted to tell this comedy-drama film, so where the mixture of comedy and drama can... I always thought it's a good combination. So I always I wanted to try to make a film in this kind of style.
And why female football?
Because female football isn't very popular in Georgia. It's something still new, but at the same time it's happening. So I saw that it's kind of a new thing, which slowly takes place in Georgia as well. So it's kind of characteristic for new time as well. And also I saw that male football would be too familiar. And female football is something new and maybe, in this case, more appropriate, you know, and funnier.
But definitely. And are you a fan of football? And do you play football?
Sometimes, but not. I'm not a big fan of football. So, but in Georgia, football generally is very popular. So.
And why did you opt for an open ending for your film?
Because, you know, I thought that, you know, just to show, end up with a happy end. A bit too simple, and so I thought that this kind of, I was thinking about the ending for a long time, so I thought that this kind of open ending is suit the story.
So you don't really like your protagonist, so you didn't want to give him a happier ending.
But you know, he has to, you know, sometime, you know, it depends also what is happy ending, you know. Just being together, you know, reunited sometimes with the woman whom you love, but at the same time you understand that this woman has a certain situation, and you have, you know, sometimes you do these choices, you know, and sometimes you have to give up something, you know, in your life, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad ending, you know. Sometimes physical victory is not so important as a moral victory, you know? So that's the whole thing.
So how do you think your character changed from the beginning of the film to the end?
I think he went through an experience, and his problem is that he's a little bit undecided person, you know, and he follows the life as it comes, you know? But he went through a certain experience, very serious. So, and hopefully, it helps him to become more mature, you know, to grow up. Because this is like his main problem, that he's a little bit, you know, childish, maybe, you know, not serious enough for this life.
So, is the Peter Pan syndrome a very big issue in Georgian society? Are there many young men who are experiencing it?
It is a problem. Not many, but it is a problem of certain male characters not being able to, not grow up, but to take responsibilities in life. I think it's a problem.
So do you think it applies to the rest of the world as well, that now with the times that are changing, that it's maybe more difficult for them to grew up.
Maybe. You know, it's like escaping reality somehow. I think so, but I can talk more about Georgian reality because I know it better than, you know, like globally what's happening. So
can you develop a little bit more on Georgia?
I think in Georgia, as many post-Soviet countries, went through a tough transitional period, you know, and suddenly many problems arose. So to deal with problems was for many people it was difficult. So there we have this whole generation who is considered to be like a lost generation, and it mostly applies to male, because women turned out to be somehow. Maybe stronger, I don't know, down to the earth, more pragmatic. And men who traditionally were considered to be somehow stronger, they turned out to get lost more, you know. So my previous film was about drug addict in Georgia. So the same escapism, you know, escaping life through drugs or alcohol or whatever. And in this film I developed this subject, but he's this main character, he's not drug addict or anything, but he's lost also, and he doesn't try to live life in his full length, I don't know, full intensity, you know. So this is the whole thing, but it mostly applies to male characters than to women characters, you know? That's my guess. So this is probably what can be said about the Georgian reality.
So you are saying that now women are stronger in Georgia, and this is why perhaps you have taken also the female football symbolism.
Sure. I think, yes, not generally, but I think this problem, it happened. Because I also made a documentary about Georgian women who are working in the United States, taking care of old people and sending money home. So these women also, in this when the situation got difficult, they took this responsibility and they went to survive and to help their families back home. So I started working on the subject with my documentary, which was my thesis film for film school. So and that's why I realized that this problem exists. Though I remember one woman I was filming, and she said, and there was a big argument. I was shooting this big scene of women arguing with each other. They were saying, you know, the men are good, so you know they don't do anything. They send us to work. And no, they are not men anymore, and you know they lost their function. There were like 15 women sitting in the kitchen in Brooklyn and talking about this. And there was one woman who said, you know, calm down a little bit, you know, because men got a little bit tired. Now they need some time. We're just doing a little bit work for them, but then they will come back to their senses again, and they will become again. So don't go crazy. So. We just, you know, for the moment, we are doing something to help them, but then they will become men again. So this is things which are interesting for me, and you know, try to.
And for example, do you consider a sequel because of the open ending? Do you consider a sequel?
No. I don't believe in sequels. And
why not?
No, it's just this object is. These characters are. I've already done it. I'm not interested in anymore, you know, absolutely.
From the Berlin International Film Festival, I'm Tara for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.